بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شعار فلاو الشيخ شيخ أول إذا شاع حكيم محمد اختصاب نور الله مركزه رومية وقت تبريز دورة حضرت كلام قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشے بتانے آب و گل آب و گل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظرِ بتان سنگ دل دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظرِ بتان سنگ دل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل قیمت حیات کی نہ تھی جب تک محض تھی آب و گل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل لذت زندگی نہ پوچھ جب سے ملا ہے درد دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظرِ بتانِ سنگ دل خالقِ دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل خالقِ دل پہ دوستو جس نے فدا کیا ہے دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل کہتے ہیں اس کو اہل دل سارے جہاں کے اہل دل ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظرِ بتانِ سنگ دل قیمتِ زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر قیمتِ زندگی میری تیری خوشی پہ منحصر ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل ورنہ ہے خاک تن میری ننگے جہان آب و گل دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر دیکھ کسی کی خاک پر ہستی نہ اپنی خاک کر قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشِ بتانِ آب و گل قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقشِ بتانِ آب و گل اور فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر
دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی، فانی بتوں کا غم نہ کر، دیکھ یہ غم ہے عارضی، فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل، فرحت دو جہاں جو ہے اس غم جاویداں سے مل، رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور، رہتا ہے بدگمان کیوں جہل سے اپنے دور دور، جا کے کبھی تو ایک بار، آ کے کبھی تو ایک بار حضرت اہل دل سے مل، آ کے تو ایک بار تو حضرت اہل دل سے مل، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، دل کو ملا ہے درد دل صحبت اہل درد سے، ورنہ تھا ناشنا در اختر ہمارا آب و گل، ورنہ تھا ناشنا در اختر ہمارا آب و گل، ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بوتان سنگ دل، دونوں جہاں تباہ ہے جس نے دیا ہے ان کو دل، قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ تو نقش بوتان آب گل.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى. This very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully that قبروں میں جا کے دیکھ نقش بوتا آب و گل, that the reality of all these artificial forms of all these idols of this world, whether it's human, whether it's our cars, whether it's our businesses, but particularly generally the pandemic is with regard to looking at human, or whether it's on the streets, on the billboards, on the, in the porn sites, etc. So Hazrat says, don't be fooled by looking at this. Think little further, and what a beautiful ilaj Hazrat gives and treatment, that one day they're all going to be in the qabr. How long are these forms going to be in front of you? These so-called beautiful idols, go and see in the qabr what is this form that you are looking towards. It's made of water and sand. So these things that are made of water and sand, and you are overtaken with these idols, go and see their reality in the qabr. So Father Hazrat teaches us here very beautifully, dono jahan tabah hai jisne diya hai unko dil. And this is the pandemic of the time. And as our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Shah Mohan Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrazul Ali, and Hazrat is one of that special, very close Khalifas of our Dada Shaykh who have understood Hazrat's mission. Hazrat and Hazrat Mohan Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali have understood the mission and has taken it forward, and till now Hazrat is taking it forward, that this is causing havoc in the entire world. This pandemic of illicit love affairs, etc. Hazrat says, dono jahan tabah hai, about the worlds of yours is destroyed. That who has given, jisne diya hai unko dil, that you have given your heart to these idols, whether it's a woman particularly or any other thing of this world, you have destroyed both your worlds. ظالم نہ کر حیات کو نظر بتائے سنگ دل. اللہ اکبر. ظالم, حضرت has taught us so beautifully, is like a person who is your close friend. but he's showing disloyalty to you. So he's saying, oh zalim, oh fool, don't be such that you give your life. Are you giving your life towards these idols and you're making your heart making your heart hard. The more you look at haram, your heart is becoming hard and hard. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that if a person doesn't make tawbah, then the condition comes, kalla bal ran ala qulubi ma kanu yaksibun. Now his heart is rusted, now he doesn't want to listen to anybody. Parents also talk to him, he doesn't want to listen. Ustads talk to him, the mashayikh talk to him, he doesn't want to listen. And according to him, that he is doing the right thing, everybody is jealous. Now Hazrat says, this is a very, very dangerous disease, that if you give your life towards these idols, your heart will become rusted and totally hard. So don't be fooled. Further, Hazrat explains, what is the real value of life? These things got no real value. Qeemat hayat ki na ti, jab tak mahasti aab o gil. Remember, there was no value of your life when you just regarded your life, this outward body that is made of water and sand, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ تِينَ. We made you from this mud, from this clay and water. This is what we made you from. But that is just your outward form. That is not your value. When will you get value in your life? لَذَّتِ زِندَگِ نَپُوج جَبْ سَ مِلَاهِ دَرْدِ دِل. Allahu Akbar. When this outward body of yours, the reality is the soul, you will get the enjoyment of life, the real enjoyment of life, and you can't explain. Don't ask. Allahu Akbar. The Ahlullah is saying, here Hazrat is saying, don't ask me the enjoyment of life. When I got dard-e dil, when I got the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the pain of the love of Allah, when I got, my life became valuable, enjoyment of life became valuable. As Hazrat's other beautiful, very famous poem, Hazrat says, Hame kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashikon se seekha, tere sange dard pe marna. So Allah, what we knew, what is the pain of your heart, to have pain, to stay away from sin, and get this love of yours, when we learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that enjoyment of staying away from sin, what you get in return, you can't explain the enjoyment of that. Then you want to make your whole life support the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, and all these are treatments. What beautiful treatments for this pandemic that is taking place in the entire world. And people are losing their road towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and destroying both their worlds. Khalik-e dil pe, dosto, jisne fida kiya hai dil. That, oh my friend, those people who have sacrificed their hearts on the creator of the heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat, that is for who we should have to sacrifice our hearts. And this is why we come here to learn how to sacrifice our hearts. The heart is the most valuable part of the body. The heart is the king of the body. When you have sacrificed the king, Allahu Akbar, according to your sacrifices, that is the position Allah will give you. Allahu Akbar. As Hazrat have taught us so beautifully, Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi, who had a big kingdom, and when he sacrificed his kingdom and he went to stay in the jungles and worship Allah, there was another friend of Allah also, simple, ordinary, poor person. He was also there in the jungles and making ibadat of Allah long before that. But he was getting his dal roti every day. Hazrat Ibrahim Adam rahmatullah alayhi sacrificed his kingdom. And he went at the river bank and also near this person. And he started making ibadat of Allah. When he smelled the aroma of the beautiful food coming from Jannat for Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi, so he said, Ya Allah, that I am here so long. I am only getting dal roti. This man has come just yesterday and he is getting such beautiful food and aroma is just so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala says, oh my friend, make shukr what you got. You have sacrificed one small shanti. He sacrificed the whole kingdom. So if we also, as Hazrat has taught us, that if we also learn that, Ya Allah, if we had a kingdom like Ibrahim ibn Adham, we'll also sacrifice it for you. But what is the sign of that niyat being true? That we sacrifice our haram gazes. We don't look at haram. We don't ponder about haram. Then see, you give your heart to Allah, Allahu Akbar. Then see what you will get in return. That kehte hai isko ehle dil, sare jahan ke ehle dil. In this world already, although Allah, the reality will come in the year after. But as it is mentioned, zubani khalq, nakara-e khuda. That what the true friends of Allah, not the general public, they'll say. The true friends of Allah, what they say about a certain person, that is actually a form of the announcement of Allah in this world. So when you sacrifice your heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahle dil, the true friends of Allah, those who have valued their heart and gave it to Allah ta'ala, sari jaha ki ahle dil, they will say this is also ahle dil of the whole, of both the worlds. Of all the worlds, he has given his heart to Allah, Allah has given him honor, respect and dignity. And then a person's value of life, ki mere qeemat zindagi meri teri khushi par behemun hasir, that the real value of my life, O Allah, it is dependent on how much I please you. The more I please you, that is the value of my life. So this is what myself, we all should see. If we want to know how valuable are we have to see how far we're staying away from sins, how far we're staying away from the disobedience of Allah, and trying our utmost to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accordingly, that is the value of a person's life. Otherwise, warna hai khaake tan meri nange jahan aab o gil. Otherwise, Hazrat says so beautifully that otherwise this khaak or tan, this body of mine that is made from sand, it will be like nange jahan, like the most useless, the most disgraced people, person in the whole world. It because the sand and water, this body of mine, I have just given it back to sand and water. But if this body, I have brought the love of Allah and sacrifice for Allah, see the value of this body that's made of sand and water. Malaika, angels will envy. Is this person made of noor, or are we made of noor? So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understand this reality, that we bring it into our lives. Father Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, Dekh kisi ki khaak par, hasti na apni khaak kar. Hazrat says, give us a warning, that what a strong treatment and ilaj, that be aware, be alert. Kisi ki khaak par, on some sand, that is this idol of this world, this woman, they are made from sand and water. And as Hazrat has taught us, what another beautiful treatment. He says, don't be fooled by shaitan in your nafs. Shaitan is such a terrible, cunning thief, and such a terrible, like these raps that go around. Shaitan will show you a sample. Hazrat says sample. He'll show you such a sample that looks very nice. He shows you the face. But when he sends the goods, he'll put you into the gutter line. So Hazrat says here on these idols here that are made of sand, your personality. Allah gave you such an honorable personality. Allah made you Hazrat-i Insan. Now why are you sacrificing your sand upon this sand? You sand upon sand, what you going to get? Zero plus zero or times zero is just zero. You're going to get nothing, and in fact even worse, you're going to get disgrace. Hazrat says if you ever get inclined towards this, it's natural, we are human beings, we'll get inclined. But the moment you get inclined, Hazrat teaches us the treatment, just think, kabro mein ja ke dekh tu nakshay buta aab o gil, that one day this idol that is made of sand and water is going to be in the kabar. Then let me see that figure. Where's that beautiful figure now? No figure left, no bones left. You just see decomposed bones. Not even the kafan is left. Nothing is left. And I was running behind this idol here. Further Hazrat gives us further treatment. Fani buto ka gham na kar, dekh ye gham hai arzi. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, don't become worry and sorrow upon these temporary artificial beauties, idols. You saw one woman walking in the street. Now you become, you start going into a stage of worry that I must get her number. I must get contact with her. I must start this thing. Hazrat says, don't be foolish. These are temporary, artificial beauties. You giving your heart and your sorrow towards this. Dekh ye gham hai aazi. This sorrow and this grief is temporary. If you run behind that grief, you're going to put yourself into grief. As our Dada Sheikh in another beautiful nasihat, he says, in paro ko mat dekho. In paro ke piche parishani hai. They don't look at these fairies walking on the street. Outwardly they look like fairies. And as it comes very clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these dollies that doll themselves up, that man must look at them. And not only dollies, the other way also. Men also want to doll ourselves up, so to say, they must see us. Or the young lads, whatever. Hazrat says that this will be, give you parishani. There's no, but they are not fairies. They are actually parishani behind it. So Hazrat says all this worry and sorrow will be temporary. Artificial, you'll finish your whole life in depression. And we see today, in another poem, Hazrat says, the people who get involved in illicit love affairs, they're like mad people walking around. They don't know whether they're coming or going. Farhate do jahan, Allahu Akbar. What we want, everybody wants enjoyment and pleasure and happiness in both the worlds. Hazrat is teaching us where it lies. Farhate do jahan jo hai, is ghame jaawida se mil, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says the enjoyment of both the worlds, where will you get it? That everlasting sorrow of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That we want to look, but just put little pain in your heart. Just stab your heart that, no, I won't look. Allah will be unhappy with me. And Allah knows that pain of your heart. That idol, she doesn't know any pain of. She is sleeping and you going to sorrow. How stupid is that? Allah Ta'ala knows the pain you have went through. For the love of Allah, you control your gazes. You stayed away from haram. Allah will give you that liquid, pour the liquid of iman, sweetness of iman in your heart. And yajidu, you'll feel the enjoyment of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah grant me and all of us this reality. Then Hazrat says, now where you'll get all this? Don't let shaitan fool you and give you all this false notion and ideas. That what is this majlis? What is this this Ahlullah? You go sit there, just sit 1 hour and look at the wali of Allah, his face. What are you going to sit and do there? Rehte hai badguma, kyu jahal se apne dur dur. Out of your ignorance, why you go through badguma, evil thoughts, that here you're going to get nothing. These people only got individual fikr, only making their own zikr. We making alime fikr, sometimes people have wrong notions. Or sometimes people say, we're just going to sit there and just pass out. No, don't have bad gumad. This is our total ignorance, Allahu Akbar. And this is not only for ordinary people, even ulama. And if you love somebody, you'll encourage him to come here. Like Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great mufassir of his time also. He also had the slight idea and notion that you people, tum us budde ke samne chuhe jaise baithte hain, referring to Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, you're sitting like mice humbly in front of him. We are teaching, and what a great scholar he was. A great scholar in every field. But his friend knew this is a diamond, as our Honorable Illustrious Hazrat has taught us so beautifully. That this is a diamond, it just needs to be polished. So keep on encouraging him. Okay, just come to the majlis. If you like it, good, then you'll benefit. If you don't, you can go away. No force. Finally, it went into his heart. And he came to one majlis. Then, Allahu Akbar, he heard Hazrat one bayan. And he says, Malum nahi kis andaaz se bayan ki. And he says, lagta hai ki aaj hi Quran nazil hua. The first year of the time, he says, I don't know how Hazrat has made the bayan. At least Quran Sharif just came down now. Now I'm getting understanding of Quran Sharif. Why the Ahle Dil, Allah Ta'ala puts the ilm wahabi, that special ilm of Allah Ta'ala comes into the heart when the heart is open. And then the enjoyment of zikr, he got tahajjud time. He said, naam lete hi nasha sa cha gaya. Zikr mein taaseer e dor e jaam hai. Now I realize where's intoxication. Like Hazrat explains, even ulama-e kiram, they are teaching their kitabs, big kitabs, intoxicated in that, very good. But when you don't have the love of Allah, you still don't have maturity. Get that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then see the enjoyment of teaching that kitab. And even the students who get connected to the Ahlullah, then see from both sides what enjoyment is in the class and what enjoyment is in teaching those kitabs. So Hazrat says, don't remain the far from these majalis. These are very, very valuable majalis of the Ahl-e Dil. And Allahu Akbar, as Hazrat has said very beautifully, sun lo kuch tum mere daasta, ek din fir nahi honge hum. When the friends of Allah Ta'ala are not around, then we say, oh, we didn't go. As Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, that Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, when he passed away, then Allahu Akbar, there wasn't place for an extra toe there in his janazah. People all over the world flocking in from all over Pakistan. And one great wali of Allah took a sigh, and deep sigh of sorrow, and said, ah, when Hazrat was alive in his majlis, there were few people. And now Hazrat is gone. Mubarak, you came to the janazah. But now what you really going to get fares? So myself, first of all, and all of us, we should make qadr And we should realize what is being distributed here, you can't get it anywhere. You'll only get it here from the Ahle Dil. So we shouldn't have badguma and we shouldn't have misunderstanding and bad thoughts. Jaake kabhi tu ek baar Hazrat Ahle Dil se mil. That if you have this notion, just go one time. Force yourself and meet Hazrat Ahle Dil, the great friends of Allah, the great walis of Allah who are people of heart. Just sit in that gathering and see how your heart will melt and how you'll understand what is life all about. As Hazrat has taught, and we hear many friends have mentioned to Hazrat, we didn't know what is life all about. When we came in your company only once, now we realize what is the reality of life. Allah give me understanding first of all and all of us. Then Hazrat finally mentions here, Dil ko milahe dard dil, sohbat ehde dard se. That this heart, where did I get this pain of the heart? That is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the company of Ahle Dil. When you sit in their company, then you will get this pain and with an open heart. That love of Allah Ta'ala, that kayfiyat ihsan, that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala all the time, that nur of taqwa, it must penetrate my heart also. With an open heart, when we sit in the company of our honorable illustrious Shaykh, then you'll see, you'll get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says, Varna tha nashna dard akhtar hamara abo gil. Otherwise, Hazrat says, oh, addressing himself, but this is the lesson for us, that oh Hazrat Shah Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that my body that was made of sand and water, I was unaware what is the reality of life. When I sat in the company of Ahle Dil, then Hazrat has written that beautiful poem which is so famous. And that hame kuch khabar nahi thi tera dard kya hai ya rab tere aashiqon se seekha tere sang dar pe marna. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. We come here with an open heart and we have to beg Allah Ta'ala to grant us this dard e dil inshallah.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. We were discussing the prescription which Hazrat has given for our reformation. There were various points that we had discussed, 7 points. The 8th point Hazrat mentioned, zikr mein taraqqi be aitibar kayfiyat ke aur taalluq ma Allah mein quwwat aur taraqqi quwwat. A person will benefit from zikr according to be aitibar kayfiyat, the quality of the zikr. Not only making the zikr, the quantity, finishing the numbers, but the quality. Or ta'alluq ma Allah mi quwwat. And by that, our bond must strengthen. We must become more closer. Our bond must strengthen and we become more related to Allah Ta'ala. Or taraqqi ke liye hasbe zail muraqabat bhi zaruri hai. And in order for this progress, in order for this bond with Allah Ta'ala to increase and the quality of our zikr to be of value, these muraqabas are necessary, which are mentioned here. Zikr or fikr, dono suluk mein taraqqi ke liye zaruri hai. In this path, suluk, path of walking towards Allah Ta'ala, zikr is also necessary and fikr also is necessary. Not only zikr with our tongue, and our minds are empty, our hearts are empty, just with our tongue we are making zikr, no. But in the heart also we must have that concern, that fikr. So muraqabah number 8. The one muraqabah that we must make besides the zikr, which already we had mentioned, which basically for us is 100 times la ilaha illallah and 100 times Allah. Together with that, these few muraqabahs. One of them, alam ya'alam bi anna allaha yara. Don't you know that Allah is watching? You should make this muraqabah for a little while. Hazrat has written here 3 minutes. If we can't manage 3 minutes, even just 30 seconds if we can think. And Hazrat also, Jazahumullah Khair, has explained that normally when we think that Allah is watching me, we only think that when we are doing guna, Allah is watching me. But we shouldn't only keep it for the negative, keep it for the positive also. Sometimes you are getting up for tahajjud, you are very tired also, but you are getting up, just think Allah is watching, that for His sake I'm getting up now for tahajjud. Or even for fajr, that you are going, it's raining, it's dark, there is a power outage, But yet you are now making, you taking the courage to go for Fajr namaz. Think, my Allah is watching me. Like my boss is watching me. I'm doing his job when the conditions are very hard. Still I'm doing his job. How happy won't he be? So, and when we negative, then also. When we are inclined towards sin, etc., just think, Allah is watching me. Then inshallah it will help us tremendously to save us from sin if we will make this muraqabah. So daily if we make this muraqabah, as Hazrat also had explained so beautifully, like in the olden days we had the watch, we had to wind it. Nowadays we put a small battery in the watch. But that one small battery, whole year your watch works. And with that you wind it, 24 hours your watch works. So like that, this little muraqabah, it will work the whole day. So make that what, that is one muraqabah. The second one, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Hadiri, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Ma'i, Allahu Hadiri. Allah is present with me, wherever I am, whatever I'm doing. And Allah is present with me, my body also. Allah is present in my mind also. What I'm thinking also, Allah is present. In my heart also, Allah is present. I'm in public also, Allah is present. I'm in privacy also, Allah Ta'ala is present. This also, Hadrat has written 3 minutes. If we can, mashallah. Otherwise, at least even 30 seconds, if we make this muraqabah. That Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. Hadrat Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahab Rahmatullah Ali said, for small children, we should try and teach them these lessons, that Allah is with me wherever I am. And but also we should remember, this is not only for teaching small lessons. Like many of us, we tell our children, before eating, say Bismillah. Somebody give them something, say Jazakallah. But we ourselves don't say Bismillah before. We tell our children, but we forget ourselves. So we teach our children these things, but we should do it ourselves also. So the second one is Allahu Nadiri. Allah is watching me. Allahu Ma'i. Allah is with me. This also, positive and negative. Allah is with me. Allah knows everything that I'm doing. And wherever I am, if a person's iman is really built, like whether it was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam thrown in the fire, Allah was with him. Whether it was Musa alayhi salam crossing the water, Allah was with him. With Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam and the Sahaba, Allah was with. So if we build this regularly, that no matter what conditions, Allah is with me, inshallah we will see the great difference. So that is muraqabah number 2. Muraqabah number 10. The third muraqabah, muraqabah of maut wa ma ba'd al maut. Make muraqabah of maut and after maut, life after death. As it is written, but in detail, yeah. And normally, this is not the mizaj of Hadrat to write this muraqabah which he has written. And even Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, but we'll mention this one also, and then the other side one also, inshallah. How should we make this muraqabah? Is tarah se ke main mar gaya hoon. A person should think, make this muraqabah every day, I'm dead now, I've died. Mujhe nihlaya ja raha hai. People are now busy bathing me, taking off my clothes, and they are bathing. Think of this daily, for a few seconds. Phir mujhe kafnaya ja raha hai. And now they are putting the kafan upon me. Aur takhte lagaye ja rahe hai. No. Phir mera janaza qabristan liye jaya ja raha hai. Now my janaza is being taken to the qabristan. Before I should drive and go, I should walk and go. Today I'm being carried and my janaza is being taken. Phir mujhe qabar mein litaya ja raha hai. And now they are making me to lie down in the qabar. And you got no choice of your own at that time. Aur takhte lagai ja rahe hai. And they are putting the boards now over me. And a person knows what this all is happening around him. But he's like dead, like in a coma. But now he knows. So we should think about all this. And we should just think, if we refresh our mind, with that little fish story, that the fish only saw the worm, but what is besides the worm, all that is truth and reality. Like that, this is also all truth and reality, that all this is going to happen. Phir mitti dali ja rahi hai, now sand is being thrown upon me. Uske baad sab log wapas aage. After that, all the people went away. The most closest, father, mother, son, daughter, husband, wife. Wife doesn't go Qabristan in any case. But all, they left now and they are all gone. Aur main tanha reh gaya hoon. And now I'm all alone. And now when I'm all alone like this, hisab shuru ho gaya. The kiram and katibin, they come and they, munkar and nakir, the two angels, farishtas of death, now they have come by me. Fulaf aur meydan-e-mahshar qaim hai. And after that now, the day of Qiyamah is now taking place. Aur jahannam saamne hai. And jahannam is raging in front there. Every person thinks of all this. Aur sawalat ho rahe hai. And now you are being interrogated. And what heavy interrogation. So much so it comes that like if you scratched in the ground, with your nail, you will be asked why you scratched. Like for example, for us to understand, you knock a nail in the wall, you will be asked why did you knock that nail in the wall. Every small detail, what is that, how is that going to be? Ke tumne fula fula nafarmani kyun ki? You will be asked why did you make this guna, why did you make that guna? Hazrat, in many of his bayans, when he comes to this point, then he comes in Josh and he says, Illa man tab. However, a person who made Toba, forget being questioning, there won't be record of those gunas also. So therefore, Toba is very, very important. Regularly, sincerely, we should make Toba and beg of Allah that He accepts our Toba, then inshallah we'll be freed of this. But if a person died without making Toba of his gunas, and then he has to be questioned of all that. Phir elan ho raha hai. And then if the person failed, yeah, then this announcement will be made. Ye farishto, usse pakro, aur zanjeeron mein kas do. Oh farishtas, oh angels, catch him, fasten him in chains, or jahannam mein dal do, and throw him in the fire of jahannam. Hazrat Maulana, yahan tak pahunch kar, Allah se rona shuru kar de. When you reach to this point, then cry to Allah, that, oh Allah, how am I going to face this? How am I going to bear and tolerate all this? Cry to Allah. Istighfar or tawbah karo. Make istighfar and tawbah. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, also muraqabah maut, but he made it much more pleasant. He said that make this muraqabah, that now your time of maut has come near, and now the angels of Jannat, Malakul Maut of Jannat has come now, and he has come to take you and all the ni'mats. The main idea here is to let us, our hearts turn away from this dunya. That we don't think this dunya is the end all and the be all. That we know that life. And a person who is engaged in gunas, who has committed gunas and hasn't made tawbah, he should make this muraqabah. That all this, what we have mentioned now. And a person who has made tawbah and who is now, Allah Ta'ala has reasonably saved him from sin, then he should make the other muraqabah. That Allah, that the farishtas of rahmat are coming, that they are taking him. As you go in your qabr will be widened, and all the pleasures of the qabr, of jannat will come in the qabr, all that. So these are some muraqabahs which are also necessary every day. The first one we mentioned, that alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Don't you know that Allah is watching? And that must be both in the positive and the negative. The second one, Allahu hadiri. Allah is present with me. Allahu nadiri. Allah is watching me. Allahu ma'i. Allah is with me. This muraqabah also, daily we should try and make this, inshallah. And the third one is muraqabah imot. This also we should try and do on a daily basis. A person who will do this, and who is sincere, and once his Islam and will do it, inshallah, this is more than enough for his Islam. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل رب زدني علما الحمد لله Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us all and given us the tawfiq to present ourselves here today and at the other gathering as well. Whatever is going to be mentioned, it was perhaps advice is given by some of the Akabirin, some of our elders and Hazrat himself. So what normally comes to mind in gatherings like this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us and given us this ability. So no person should feel that it is because I am deserving of this that I am here. A person should, whenever a person does any good deed, take out time to express his inability to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly. That, Allah, I am unable to do this as I ought to do it. Secondly, the ulama mentioned the person should express his ineligibility. That my coming here is not because I am deserving of it, but rather it is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third thing the ulama mentioned is that a person should always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Urdu they say, salbe tawfiq. That Allah must not take the tawfiq away of doing the good. Many a times we find people, certain times in their life, they have some sort of josh perhaps. So a person goes for Hajj and he comes back from Hajj. 4 months, 5 months, 2, 3, 4 years also, a person's entire life has changed. But suddenly we see he's reverting back to his old lifestyle. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this tawfiq away from him. So when any gathering takes place regarding the deen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has afforded us the opportunity to present ourselves there, then we should always make these three intentions. Firstly, that express to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our inability. Secondly, our ineligibility. And the third thing, always make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take away the tawfiq of doing this. As Mawlana Ilyas Patel, about 3-4 months ago, we had met him, and he mentioned an important incident regarding the wazaif of a person. So sometimes a person feels that if I'm going to do the wazaif, even if I read, perhaps I'm going to read the Nafil Salah after Zohar, I'll be losing out some time. Or if I read the Surah Yasin in the morning, that 10 or 15 minutes, actually I won't use the word wasting, but I'm losing out some time, whereas I could do something else. So he gave a beautiful example, that of a woodcutter. He mentions that a woodcutter came looking for a job, and the manager told him, okay, let's see how many trees you're going to cut in one day. So he gave an example that about 20 trees he cut in one day, and this was a very good amount. So he told him, okay, we'll hire you and give you the job. So the person, the first 2-3 days, he cut 20, then he went down to 19, 18, 17. After 2-3 weeks, he came down to 15 and 14. So the manager obviously is perturbed. He called him and asked him, what's happening? Perhaps you are not working as hard as you were working before. So he says, no, exactly the same time I come here, I do exactly the same job, my lunch break is exactly the same, I can't understand myself. So he called the other workers and he asked them as well, that you people are all here, do you see any change in this person? They also explained that definitely this person, he comes exactly the same time, his breaks are exactly the same, now he's actually sometimes even working harder, yet we find that the amount of trees being cut is less. So the manager told him, come here for a few minutes, go take your axe and sharpen it for a while. So he said, no, that's going to take 15-20 minutes, by that time I can cut the tree off. The manager told him, go and sharpen it. So he went and he sharpened it, and he told him the next day, now start cutting again. So he sees, okay, again he's becoming 20-20-20. So the lesson we learn from this here is that time he has taken to sharpen his axe, not realizing that actually it puts his life back in order. So the wazifas we have that we are reading here, sometimes a person feels that it's taking away my time, but the actual object is the wazifa is actually keeping us on track to let our work get done. من أصلح ما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله ما بينه وبين عبده أو كما قال. That person who corrects what is right between himself and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his dealings with other people well and good as well, inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Honorable scholars, respected elders and friends, generally if any person is called up, obviously in front of what we'll say, the spiritual mentor, the person who assisted them to come out from a life of darkness, it's sometimes very difficult for a person actually to stand and address or actually say anything. So for me as I stand, it is extremely difficult. But there is one waqia that comes into mind that actually could be a lesson for many of us. And our Hazrat gives us waqia with regards to Ayaz, that at one time, that when Ayaz was sitting in the court of Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh, then Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayh called all his courtiers. And he presented all the jewels of the state in front of all the courtiers, in front of all his ministers. And at that particular moment, Mahmud Ghaznawi rahmatullah alayh, and Mahmud Ghaznawi rahmatullah alayh had ordered all the ministers, he had ordered all the courtiers, and he told them, he said that come inside and witness all my jewels and witness my state treasury. And then immediately he told a few of them, he told them that I'm commanding you to break these things. So the first person that came, it is noted that he said something to the effect, he said that how can I break this, that this is the straight treasury, this is obviously what our king has worked towards, and we cannot break it. And like that, each and every single other person that came before, every person negated, every person rejected this. But when the king immediately told Ayaz, who was a servant, who was a slave, without thinking, that immediately he broke all the jewels and he broke the state treasury right in front of the king. And the king immediately said, Mashallah, he was very happy. So obviously a person to understand that for each and every one of us, that when we see the command of our Shaykh, when we see the command of the person who is actually guiding us towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then actually at that moment for a person to sit down and a person to humbly say, sorry, no, this is actually a sign of pride. At that time a person should be tayar, a person should be ready. And like that we see that many advices are given to each and every single one of us. But every single advice, respected elders and friends, a concerted effort should be made to fulfill these things. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, at one time, he said that if deen was according to logic, then instead of making masa on the top of our khuf, on the top of what we call our leather sock, logic should tell us we should make it at the bottom of our khuf. And this is, we see, respected elders and friends, that when we come into the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, that we learn what we call to become subservient to our deen. One thing that we should always consider is that when we're making an effort towards our own islah, we should always remember our own intention. Many a times a person comes with different intentions. We find in the time of our tablighi elders that they generally will tell us that the death of a da'i is bafikri. But generally bafikri, as our Hazrat was mentioning also on the same point, that we should also have concern. One is for our dhikr and one is for our own fikr. And this is for our own islah. Like Hazrat always tells us in the khanka of Hazrat Shah Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that many times people used to be walking around meeting one another, and every person would be saying that, make dua Allah Ta'ala makes my tazkiyah, make dua Allah Ta'ala makes my self-reformation. As is the advices of Hazrat as well, that even when a person is conducting a talk, that the first thing a person should actually address or a person should talk about is what he finds a weakness in his own self. And really this is what we have all come here for, is to see to our own selves. And really if a person keeps this in front of him, that a person continuously addresses his own weaknesses, then a person really will go very far. So beautifully explained last week by Mulana Musa Kaji Sahib Tahmad Barakatum, was that the lesson of Tawbah to come into our lives. If we look just in the Shariat, that we see when a person performs Salat on his completion, what is this person advised? To say one time Allahu Akbar, and three times a person says Astaghfirullah. A person actually hasn't come out of an environment of haram. A person hasn't done a wrong act. A person has actually done a good act. But this is where, respected elders and friends, one is we see there is a concern to make an effort for Salat. But once a person is on Salat, is for a person to see that my salat is incomplete. And this is the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that we should see how wrong our salat is. And like that, a person makes wudu, he completes his wudu, a person reads a dua, a person is asking for tawbah, a person relieves himself from the toilet, immediately now a person is also asking for tawbah. But this, my respected elders and friends, time is up. But what a great lesson, firstly for myself, is that these things don't just come by talks. These things just don't come by a mindset. It comes when we take time to sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to take full benefit, to keep our niyat clean. And we should also make dua, firstly for myself, for our own tazkiyah, for the health of our hazrat. And also to always remember every little advice, let us take it to heart. Let us make dua to Allah ta'ala to bring it a reality into our lives.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were in Lens on Sunday and I wanted to go and refresh my wudu again before namaz. So mashallah, Malana Zaid came with. And I was so happy that the water, the tap, every time I needed, he opened, closed. Opened, closed. So very, very little water was used. May we all learn this lesson, inshallah. It was an eye-opener for me also, that usually we, while we are washing our face, hands, the water is running also all the time. All taps are not so practical, but mashallah, if it, like he was there, ready to help. So very, very little water got used. May Allah let us learn to make wuzu with that mood. If we can, we should try and get into that. About the sunnat, with the niyat of sunnat also, and try and use just so much water. And then we will see how much saving there is, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and may Allah reward Maulana Zaid for that also, inshallah.
Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 illallah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Koi bataye daryaon ko aisi rawani kisne di, kisne chamakta din bakhsha ye raat suhani kisne di, nanne munne paudon ko gulshan mein jawani kisne di. O yakta qudrat bhi rakhta, yakta hai mera Allah, aisa hai mera Allah, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Kurray arz ko gardish mein yun zair falak rakha kisne, suraj chand sitaron mein ye noor chamak rakha kisne, laila ke fani chehre par aisa namak rakha kisne. Khaliq-e-husn ki har lehza hai, Khaliq-e-husn ki har lehza hai, shaan nayi subhanallah, illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إن الله لا يخلف الميعاد. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وتجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.